This is WRFR-LP 93.3 FM, Rockland, broadcasting also on W257BI 99.3 FM, Camden, and streaming on the web at WRFR.org.
This is the Penobscot Bay Report. On June 27, 2015, WRFR's Ron Huber spoke with David Mislabonski, a Rockland civic activist who's been monitoring the controversial proposal to construct a natural gas-burning power plant in that city. The plant would generate electricity for the grid, some steam for nearby businesses. It would include pipelines to both bring natural gas to Rockland and to send it from Rockland up and possibly down Penobscot Bay as far as Belfast and St. George. David Mislabonski has been keeping a weather eye on these developments in Rock City. Hey, David.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me. Such a beautiful day.
I agree.
I was on my way to Augusta. I thought I was going to make it to Augusta. I opened my computer. I saw the article. You get the situation. You want to laugh. You want to cry. No, you really want to cry because this is really very, very bad news for us, your average Rocklander. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, this is bad. I mean, this article tells us a lot of things that confirm a lot of suspicions. I know we are called the NIMBYs, the we don't want progress.
Not in my bay.
Yes, not in my bay.
That's right.
But, no, this is very, very disturbing news for Rockland.
So do you think that the article here sort of lays out all the main talking points of the pro-industry faction?
Well, people that we had the unfortunate opportunity to attend to the so-called energy workshop when we had Evan Coleman, mm-hmm. I mean, excuse my French, but he's a hustler, and Councillor Geiger, she's just repeating exactly the same. They are talking points. There is no thought in them. She may be green as they go in the matter of liking a Lincoln or an Andrew Jackson, but there is no way she's referring to the green that we understand as taking care about our home planet, starting with Rockland.
To sort of lay out the whole team of the pro-gas team, it's like as much as we're a football game.
The big picture for Rockland, for Midcoast, for Maine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wasn't born here. I came here by choice. I've been here 25 years, and I'm planning another 25 years. But the changes in Rockland have been too fast, uninformed, middle of the night, behind the scenes. This is just something I thought was never going to happen in Rockland.
Not in a little American city that has all sorts of democratic systems set up.
Well, we don't even agree what we are. We are a small town. We have a city form of government.
Mm-hmm.
We got colonized, invaded by people from away, and they declare us, no, we are a city. We are in mini Manhattan. We are in mini Chicago, and let's grow. Rockland has been stable in its population for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years.
Well, slow down. I mean, there's times when the quarries were here, the fisheries were big, you know, and
okay, but we had I will call it a healthy society. You had owners, you had workers, you had housewives, you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Rockland was always known as a working waterfront. We had lime workers, we have quarry workers. This
sure
is the year when we can stop being a blue collar. We are just about to become a playground for the 1%ers, and City Hall is 100% pushing the agenda of the 1%ers.
This is called the gentrifying of Rockland.
Some people have even posted a successful gentrification. Of
right.
Which means, like the success the Japanese had killing Chinese in Manchuria.
Well,
how do you define success?
Well, I would say it's more like the blockbusting that I saw in the South there, where they would force different classes of people to move.
Yes.
And so the benefit, the cui bono, of course, was the realtors and the real estate industry. They were the ones who benefited the most because land's changing hands. I don't care what happens when it changes hands. Yes. Just change hands.
I saw, while driving here to the studio, I started thinking, paying attention to the traffic, why did we split from the crown? We didn't like the crown. We split from England because we were a colony.
They were building soldiers on us and all that.
And occupied. Everything was extracted from here. Look at the rivers. Look at the railroad lines. Mm. Look at the roads. Maine was built as a colony. Yeah. We were a colony. Everything was exported.
The king's mark on the king's arrow on the big trees.
The best wood for the masts. They came from here. I mean, we had good resources.
And the Penobscots could fade into the scenery somewhere.
Roll the tape, 2015, where we are at is the same version. We got colonized. We didn't realize. Now we have people from away that they are using Rockland. Zero benefit for us. What the average Rocklander get from CMCA? What the average Rockland is going to get from the 5 or 6 or 7 stories that is going to be built in front of the gallery for the exclusive use of millionaires?
Someone can change the sheets.
That they want to... No, it's not an hotel. There are going to be vaults for expensive art for people that most probably don't live in Rockland and they don't work in the fisheries. I don't see people that bring herring or lobster buying art and storing it in the new building in front of the CMC.
All right, so it's as the Germans would have said a week after D-Day. Well, they're starting to occupy the place. What do we do about it? Well,
to me, the big elephant in the room in Rockland is I wasn't born here. I'm working on the accent, and successfully, people still catch me as not a
man. Say
they
are. No.
I can't. Thank you. You got me. But you come to a town, and you integrate to the town.
Yes.
You don't try to modify it. If you don't like what you see, you keep moving. I moved 26 times. I decided to stay in Maine, and I'm a seaweed person. I live off the ocean. I try to stay here.
Yeah.
So we got colonized. So are we going to kick out the colonizers? No, I mean that's not. But I would like to kick City Hall from the influence of the colonizers and have City Hall.
So are they being given bad information? I don't think we go. Well, they're intrinsically bad people because it's more. I wonder, if your decisions are only as good as the information you get, and the information you get from the mainstream eco-yuppies is, gas, wonderful, transitional, you just dollars, lower carbon uses somewhere.
I don't know.
What do they hope to do? And what can they do?
I don't know the motives, but I see the consequences. Mm-hmm. I don't know the information that City Council is given behind the scenes. All I see is the fake workshops that we, the people, are presented with.
That's why I've been doing these FOIAs, and they're dancing around again now. What I've realized is, because I should have some on Monday, the latest month of it. But they're very nervous, I think, over the fact that the BlackBerry communication, other text messages are considered by the state, along with emails, to be public records. And the city's public email record list says emails are to be deleted as quickly as possible.
Correction. I read a very old 1999 policy for emails. Who the heck today, 1999, when a hard drive was holding like 2 songs and a goodbye? this is gone.
Well,
I can donate to City Council a 4 terabyte hard disk to hold emails until kingdom comes.
Mm-hmm.
And the policy says each head of department will make its own policy. But one more time, we are told when we visit City Hall, you can talk to us. We are open to conversation. Did you watch the way Adele Faber was disrespectfully kicked? I mean, she was almost kicked out. Yes, Adele Faber,
we
know
that.
How do you feel about... Watch the tape. Mayor Izganatis treating former councillor Adele Faber he trashed her.
So, all right, so tell me about Mr. Ignacio.
Our mayor.
He's our mayor. All right, now a mayor is chosen from among the councillors, right? It's voted by them. It's not a people's vote.
No, it's not us.
Right.
But we, the people, made a mistake. And now we can fix it. But until we fix it, we are paying for it.
Right.
Who the heck is running this town? I don't want to get...
You've already said who's running a town, and they're doing it for their own personal profits. Why is it a mystery?
I believe in roots. I believe in several... You don't have to be seven-generation Rocklander to respect Rockland. Show me a person, a council person, that respects Rockland. They don't. They came here, not in my book...
To seek their fortune, as the old saying goes.
They can seek... Yeah, but the pursuit of their happiness and their fortune cannot trample in us, the people.
Right. Right, and there's the rub there, because regardless, the whole team is using opacity instead of transparency to get things done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why if they're really doing all the texting and whatchamacallit, and, you know, BlackBerrying and all that, and they haven't been saving it, then they're going to have to start now, and we're going to have to fess up that they've been deleting.
Yeah, but look at Nixon's secretary, how much heat she got for
being loyal
16
to the boss. Yeah, 16
minutes. 16 minutes. Now we are talking about 16 years of information that has been wiped because they don't want to share it with us.
Right, and as you said, that wonderful email policies are, well, it'll fill up the server. Like,
yeah,
all those emails are so heavy and thick. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
so there's some other issues. Once you run across them here, around, you know, there's Casella, there's privatizing the rec center.
Okay. We go back to why I'm here today, the article on the Village Soup.
Yeah.
And there is the big statement, change is going to happen, and it's going to happen very fast.
Okay.
First, some people will have the chance, will have the fortune to be able to attend and try to follow town. Nobody can go to all the meetings. Nobody can read all what they publish. The people that we think we know, we are 2 years behind what City Hall already decided.
Right.
That's first. So we are seeing now the effects of decisions, and I stand by that. They decide before. They do the Kabuki theater.
Right.
They fake a vote. Voila, democratic process.
Right, so it's classic corruption.
We have the gas plant. That's one. But let's go
yes.
at the big at the
right.
big changes.
Why don't you go ahead to
that they are coming here. So, City Hall, we can see today, we have a gas company, buys the old City Hall, they give them access to the Tilson development, they build the building, they rent it back to the City Hall, so City Hall, City Council, get a new, beautiful, fully furnished building. And we,
pay the rent?
The suckers, pay the rent.
Get out of here!
Who?
This is a gift from them that we get to pay the rent for?
Even if they build, that's not me, that's
right.
posted on the Villa Shop. Even if they build us a new building, that's a tax break.
Okay?
Right. So let's understand that.
Rec Center to the YMCA.
We already saw it. To me, the energy deal is going to be a backdoor to privatizing City Hall.
Okay.
The library, they don't care about it, and they are chopping down because culture is not important.
Books give them headaches.
They know, and people in power know, that knowledge is extremely dangerous to the people that they hold power.
Okay.
Because that's what's going to wake up the people of Rockland.
All right.
The rec center goes to the Y. It's just the rec center or the fields, everything else that has to do with the kids.
Oh.
So, what about the youth? Do we really care about our next generations? No, keep them dumb, keep them stupid, and keep them under your thumb. The dump. Sorry, transfer station. Language has already been included, and it's already in Rockland books, to open the transfer to give it to Casella or to Ecomin. Privatizing our trash. City Hall goes to the energy company. We already know their plans to get rid, and I repeat, to remove the Fisherman's Memorial, because in the way of an amphitheater to be given to the tourists, I'm not going to be sitting freezing my fanny on the open amphitheater in January. That's for the exclusive use of the summer people. And 100 parking spots, so the person that is building the nice boutique hotel could have free parking.
Well, I'd like to learn more about that one, because there are limits to what you can do to scenery.
The last one.
Yes.
There is already talk about getting rid, they call it move the fish pier. But they are not going to move the fish pier until they do what they did to the rec center. We renewed the rec center. We paid everything to get rec center up to snuff. Now that the rec center is up to snuff, we are giving it to the YMCA.
Oh, I see.
We are waiting for $1 million, federal part of us, to renovate the fish pier. The moment the fish pier looks nice, it's going to become a tourist pier.
All right. Shelley Pinder is going to have to hear about this.
She made the change where the definition of the working waterfront does not include fishermen. A big tourist boat qualifies as working waterfront.
Okay, all right.
So, to me, the message is, people of Rockland, we wake up or we die. And this is the year when the big changes can happen.
So these are happening from all directions here. Okay.
All directions. Yeah. We still have time, and we know what to do. City Hall has become a place where it respects the working people.
Well, I hope that the coverage we've been getting, what would you say about that as far as Mr. Dunkel and the other newspapers, Mr. Betts? What's your snap evaluation?
Well, when you see that the people in power are slamming the newspaper like our Rockland City manager did, I think the newspapers are doing a good job for the people of Rockland.
That's true. Boy, I have anger envy. Why aren't they yelling at me?
When the people in power go against a journalist, remember that two journalists took down a corrupt American president.
There we go.
We have to respect the journalists.
All right. All right. Look, we've been talking with David Mislabotsky, giving us a great perspective on things going on around not just gas, but and the environment, but also this entire sort of coven of people that are interested in gentrifying and urbanizing, radically changing this area, not giving a thought to the fact that we're right on the top of the richest lobster grounds in Maine. They're saying, let's make a big polluting city there, because after all, what could go wrong? All right. Thanks a lot, David.
Welcome.
For more about what's happening in and around Maine's biggest bay and how you can be involved, look up Friends of Penobscot Bay or go to penbay.net.